For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on this week's Cultural Baggage will be Dr. Tom O'Connell, a California physician who is doing a study on medical marijuana patients.
I was a working thoracic or chest surgeon, first in the U.S. Army until 1971, and then from 71 to about 99 in the San Francisco Bay Area. And during that time, I didn't have much interest in drug policy. I was too busy trying to make a living. And when I started to slow down around 1994, I became interested in drug policy and happened to attend a national convention in Santa Monica in 95, which really opened my eyes to the evils of the drug war. And so as I was slowing down in practice, I devoted more of my time. It also coincided with my discovery of the personal computer. So I had a tool for learning about drug policy and for interacting with other so-called activists. And by 97, I found myself editing a drug policy newsletter devoted to news and opinion pieces published in the world's newspapers and magazines. And I sort of burned out on that, and I left active practice in 99. And by 2001, when I gave up my newsletter editing job, I was recruited to screen patients who wanted to use pot medically in California under the provisions of so-called Proposition 215. So I started doing that in local clubs, so-called buyers clubs, which were a very convenient way for patients to link up with doctors willing to talk to them about pot. And so that exposed me to literally a steady stream of people who had one thing in common. They were all pot smokers and had been for quite a while. And it wasn't long before I realized that this was an unparalleled research opportunity of the type that's pretty much not available. It became available through 215.
Prop 215, the law passed by the knowledgeable and educated people of the state of California that allows their sick and dying people to make use of a plant. And of course, in my home state of Texas, even the Texas Medical Association sees the need for doctors and patients to be able to talk about it, for further studies to be conducted, and for people to perhaps have that use based on those studies. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.